Have you ever noticed how, like, incredibly easy it is to spot someone else falling for a meaningless outrage cycle, but it's completely impossible to see when you were doing the exact same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
So, welcome to today's deep dive into week three, law three, which is everything is a cycle. If you want to know what is coming next, just look at what happened before. Today is all about prepping you for the heavy lifting of day six.
Right, the self-audit.
Exactly, performing a self-audit of your work this week.
And we really need to emphasize the ground rules for today.
Mm.
From a neuroscience perspective, the neural rewiring you have built all week, well, it relies entirely on raw honesty.
Total honesty.
Right, because your brain's defense mechanisms, they exist to protect your current identity and your habits. If you hedge or, try to protect your ego while doing this audit, you just unravel all that hard work.
And as someone who spends their life teaching psychology, I mean, I can tell you the human ego is an absolute masterclass in
Oh,
self-deception. But
absolutely.
no one else is grading this. No one else will ever see these answers. So that mirror you were looking into today, it has to be perfectly clean.
Yeah, you have to bypass those conscious defenses.
Which is exactly why the first thing we tackle is the subconscious. For question one, when you've been asking that bedtime question all week, what cycle did your mind keep returning to?
Right.
But I have to ask, does just asking a question before sleep actually bypass the conscious ego? I feel like the mind just throws up walls anyway.
It actually does work. The mechanism is really fascinating, actually.
Wait, really?
Yeah. When you seed a question right before sleep, your brain's default mode network takes over. As you drift off, the conscious ego, that bouncer at the door filtering out uncomfortable truths, it literally powers down.
So the bouncer goes to sleep?
Exactly. And without that interference, your brain starts connecting disparate memories to answer the prompt.
So those random dreams or like unexpected thoughts bubbling up this week, that is not just noise.
No, not at all. That is your subconscious finally delivering the answers you asked for.
Okay, that makes total sense. And once the subconscious speaks, we run headfirst into question two, which is the hypocrisy gap.
Oh, this one is tough.
It really is. It is the stark difference between the cycles you easily spot in other people versus the ones you actively participate in yourself. It is like teaching kids basketball.
Right.
You can easily spot someone else's sloppy dribbling from the sidelines, but it is so much harder to notice your own bad form when you are actually on the court.
Yeah, or like having a high-definition security camera, but the specific lens pointing at you is intentionally blurred by your own ego.
Exactly. You see their flaws in 4K, but yours are just a fuzzy blob. And that blurred lens is exactly why we look at friction points next for question three.
Right, reviewing the distill points.
Yeah, when you were reviewing your three selected distill points this week, which one challenged or bothered you the most?
Because that irritation is a dead giveaway that you have found a blind spot.
Exactly. Actually, let's test that right now. I am putting you on the spot. What triggered your own ego this week? Which distill point bothered you?
Well, that is entirely fair.
Yeah.
For me, it was the distill point about emotional outrage cycles being designed to capture attention and waste time.
Oh, wow. Why did that one get to you?
It bothers me because I know exactly how emotional triggers chemically hijack the brain. Outrage spikes cortisol and dopamine simultaneously.
Right, creating that intense stress reward loop.
Exactly. It chemically forces your pattern recognition to fixate on a perceived threat. And knowing all that neurology, I mean, I still catch myself getting sucked into the outrage of the week.
I love that. The architecture of the trap does not matter if the bait is strong enough.
Yeah, well said.
And that highlights a crucial point for question four. Just identifying the pattern is only half the battle. To actually break the cycle, you have to locate the emotional engine driving it.
Like fear or boredom.
Right, or insecurity.
Yeah.
Once you isolate the emotional state pulling you in, you have the key.
Which brings us to the knowing-doing gap for question five. What cycle are you currently in that you know exactly how it ends, but you haven't acted on yet?
That is the million-dollar question.
And since I admitted my blind spot, I'm turning this back on you now.
Oh, no.
Yes. What is a cycle you are currently ignoring?
Okay, well, the productive distraction loop, absolutely.
Productive distraction.
Yeah, I will suddenly decide my entire office needs to be color-coded just to avoid grading a stack of PhD papers.
Oh, I do that too.
Right. Psychologically, the brain rewards the feeling of productivity to mask the anxiety of doing the actual difficult task.
That is such a common trap.
It is. I know it always ends with me exhausted, grading at 2 in the morning, but the avoidance cycle is just incredibly strong.
Avoidance is powerful, yes. But recognizing that anxiety is the emotional engine is exactly how you dismantle it, which actually ties perfectly into question six.
Right, the subconscious harvest.
Exactly. What answers or unexpected thoughts surfaced this week? Like we talked about earlier, those random thoughts are just the brain's way of finally connecting the dots.
So as you tackle this self-audit today and face those uncomfortable truths, remember to keep up your momentum.
Do not break the streak.
Right. Continue your daily practice. 3 times a day, review your personal stack of 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and your 2 quotes.
And please keep seeding the brain with tonight's bedtime question.
It is a crucial step.
Because tomorrow is day 7, which is going to be a much lighter, easier day focused on writing your long-term code. It will gently transition us right into the next module.
To wrap things up, I want to leave you with this. What if the cyclical pattern you are most afraid to honestly audit today is actually the exact one hiding your greatest opportunity?